Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Creston Valley, 7:30 till 9, the Mountain Standard Time. And, yeah, we've been getting some rain, let me tell you. We were supposed to get 5 to 10 mils yesterday, but the worst part of that system coming in is up on the Kootenai Pass. Holy crow, they got 40 centimeters of snow. I haven't looked at any webcam pictures yet, as it is still too dark out. I'll check in there a little bit later. But anyways, it's nice and squeaky clean down here in the valley. Still raining out, just spitting now. And the rain's supposed to end this morning and then be mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. Snow level rising to 1,200 meters near noon. High of 8 degrees today. Current temperature is 8, but this afternoon they say it's supposed to fall to minus 2. There's a huge Arctic front slumping southward, and they think it's going to hit us. I guess we'll see. Tonight they're calling for minus 6, and then sunny and high of minus 3 tomorrow. An overnight low of minus 9 with minus 3 and sunny on Thursday. Friday is a mix of sun and cloud with a high of minus 2. Saturday, sunny minus 1. Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud minus 1. And Monday, high of 0 with a mix of sun and cloud. At least the sun's going to be shining. That's all I can say. Anyway, what should we start off with today? I'm thinking Rolling Stones, If You Can't Rock Me. This is from the It's Only Rock and Roll album of 1970. We're here on South Kootenai Radio.
Thousand lips, I would love. I shop at Bedazzled for two reasons. Great merchandise and South Kootenai radios playing throughout the store.
All right, then, now, let's play the game. Let's play the game. Let's play the game. Now, all you got to do, like, is spend the bush to play. I want you to get one spin. One spin only on the ball. Any prize, take what you like. Well, winner, well, prize. The pick of the stone. Are you all ready?
Two for Tuesday, Rolling Stones there. Last song we just heard, She's a Rainbow, from the 1967 release, Their Satanic Majesty's Request. Yes. And, of course, starting things off with that, If You Can't Rock Me. 742, 8 degrees in the Crescent Valley, and that is our high. Matter of fact, we're supposed to have that Arctic front slump south and cool things off here. So, what do we got? We've got a few minutes here before album highlights, so let's get some Eric Clapton going with some... I think this is his very first solo album, yes, released in 1970, just called Eric Clapton. After Midnight, right here on South Kootenai Radio. Clapton there with After Midnight. I'll tell you, are we rocking this morning or what? Oh, there's too much good music here this morning, and I don't know if we're going to get through it all. But anyways, I'll do the best I can. November 19th, it's time for This Day in Canadian History. We've got a couple of items here that I want to mention. And the first one is from 1869, a story out of London, England, and that's when the Hudson's Bay Company owners approved the deed of surrender of their Rupert's Land territory to Canada. The terms are a £300 cash land around Hudson's Bay Company posts and 120 of the Prairie Fertile Belt, some 2.8 million hectares of farmland. And it's to come into effect December the 1st. Wow. Also on this day in 1858, James Douglas arrives at the Hudson's Bay Company Fort Langley, 40 kilometers up the Fraser River from the coast on the SS Beaver. He reads a proclamation creating the Crown Colony of British Columbia and is sworn in by Judge Matthew Bigbee as first governor. To take the new post, he resigned as Hudson Bay Company governor of Vancouver Island, and Britain conferred colonial status on BC to hold off U.S. annexations and to bring the law to the gold miners swarming into the country, formerly controlled by the Hudson's Bay Company. There you go. A couple of birthdays here. Marilyn Bell, marathon swimmer, born on this day in Toronto in 1937. On September the 8th and 9th, 1954, 16-year-old Bell became the first person to swim the 51.5-kilometer stretch of Lake Ontario between Youngstown, New York, and Toronto. Later, the youngest person to swim the Strait of Juan de Fuca and the English Channel. Couldn't imagine swimming in the Juan de Fuca Strait. Holy crow, I've been out there on a fishing boat, and wow, the swells and waves on that little stretch of water can be pretty exciting. What else do we have here that went on? Something I was talking about with somebody here the other day. It was on this day in 1995, the CFL Baltimore Stallions beat the Calgary Stampeders 37-20 in the 83rd Grey Cup. That was in 1995. Grey Cup went to the USA. How long were the Stallions in the CFL? 2 years, I think? Weird. Let's see, 1995, Canadian National Railway shares begin to trade on the Toronto Stock Exchange. And in 1983, Bruce Hood officiates his 1,000th NHL Hockey League game. The first NHL referee to reach that mark. What else? There was something else here I thought was pretty interesting. All right, 1966. Out of Omaha, Nebraska, Quebec's Mad Dog Vachon beats Dick the Bruiser in Omaha to become the NWA champ. Now, I'm not quite sure what that is, but I remember in the movie Slapshot, their goalie was named Mad Dog Vachon. Yeah. Speaking of hockey, in 1963, Gordie Howe scored his record-breaking 545th goal against the Montreal Canadiens, breaking Maurice Richard's mark. Olympia crowd in Detroit gave him a 20-minute standing ovation. And what's the deal out of this? In 1949, the Canadian dollar is devalued by 10%. Interesting. All right. I think it's time for a little walk along the watchtower or something, isn't it? Or all along the watchtower. Normally I play the acoustic Bob Dylan version, but today we're going to hear Jimmy's version right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there to drink my wine, come and dig my earth. None will level on the mine, nobody to get it.
I'm not patrolling the streets of Creston Valley. I'm listening to South Kootenai Radio, because I'm Batman.
Yeah, it smells like teen spirit. Nothing like a little bit of Nirvana in the morning, eh? From their 1991 release, Nevermind. All right, we are fast approaching the top of the hour there, and we'll be having a news update, but I wanted to give you a quick little update here on the status of the Thundercats. Currently, they are in first place in their division with a 5-point lead over the next place, Fernie Ghost Riders. And looking pretty good, having Creston in first place. This weekend, though, they're on an extended road trip. They leave Thursday morning. They're going up to Golden and then over to Revelstoke and then continue on through Sycamose for Saturday night. So a 3-game road trip. Our next home game won't be until the 29th of November when we take on the Kimberley Dynamiters. Anyways, what do we got? We've got the news crew patiently waiting. They've got their 4 minutes and 30 seconds of news update for you. So let's give a listen and we'll be back on the second half hour for more music here very soon.
It is November 19th, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. Toronto City Council has completed its revolt, and Mayor Rob Ford has now been formally stripped of the majority of his powers. The city's deputy mayor now holds the bulk of the mayor's responsibilities, with Ford insisting he has been the victim of a city council coup d'etat. He says he'll stay in office and will run for re-election next fall. And he's taking that message to the national media, sitting down yesterday with Sun TV and with the CBC's Peter Mansbridge. Here's the CBC's James Murray.
Marijuana while you've been mayor?
Yes.
Crack while you've been mayor?
Yes.
Time and again, he called these personal problems, and he said other politicians do the same thing.
And it doesn't get more real than the Fords.
Then there was the debut of Ford Nation on Sun News Network, a one-hour show with sympathetic sidekicks.
Well, it's obvious. It's Ford's politics.
And questions like this.
I count myself as a member of Ford Nation. How are you planning on putting all of this behind you?
You're going to have a choice. Do you want someone that watches every single dime? Or do you want someone who... You better watch your pocketbook, folks.
As for his name popping up repeatedly in a police investigation, that was called spying, even stalking. This morning, Rob Ford may be a mayor in name only, but that name grows more famous by the day. And he's betting next year people here will still be willing to vote for it again. James Murray, CBC News, Toronto.
The entire Peter Mansbridge, Rob Ford interview is on our website. That's cbcnews.ca. An economic think tank based in Paris is saying that the Bank of Canada should start hiking interest rates. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says it's time for rock-bottom lending rates to come to an end. Here's the CBC's Anne Gaviola.
Essentially, the OECD is calling for our central bank to more than double its key lending rate to 2.25% by the end of 2015. They see our economy strengthening as well as the global economy picking up enough speed to warrant that kind of rate hike. If the OECD prediction does come to fruition, that would mean, of course, a hike in variable rate mortgages and then down the line, higher fixed mortgage costs. However, if you ask economists on Bay Street, that's not what they see. In fact, they don't see the Bank of Canada budging from 1%, which is where its key lending rate is right now, until early 2015. And that is at the very earliest. Part of that is because if you look at the data that the Bank of Canada is dealing with, they haven't really seen enough signs of strength in our economy to warrant that kind of rate hike.
That's the CBC's Anne Gaviola in Toronto. More than 20 people have been killed in 2 suicide bomb attacks today near the Iranian embassy in Beirut. That's a scene this hour around the Iranian embassy, which is in a neighborhood known as a stronghold for the Shia militant group Hezbollah. Similar attacks recently have targeted Lebanon's Shia population. They are believed to be in retaliation for Hezbollah's involvement in the war in Syria. The massive cleanup effort continues in the Philippines, with Canada's disaster assistance response team now set up and operating in the city of Rojas. And the CBC's Susan Ormiston is with them.
The engineers went down the main roads east along the coast. They're continuing to clear electrical lines down everywhere here. There are wires hanging off power poles, which are sitting at 45-degree angles over roads. Mobile medical teams from DART went back into evacuation camps. It's estimated 350,000 people are still in temporary shelters. Canada's water purification team also went into action for a first foray today. A few we've seen are starting to frame houses again, bamboo and thatch homes. But what is really needed is sturdier concrete housing, and that is still a long way off.
That's the CBC's Susan Ormiston in Rojas, the Philippines. And that is the CBC News to this hour. I'm Joe Cummings.
All right, thanks a lot, Joe, for that enlightening update. The stories just never quit about Rob Ford, do they? I tell you, though, the media is relentless. Yeah, let's drive the poor man over the cliff. Yeah, some say he deserves it, but really. All right, let's get back to some music. We can all relate to that, though, can't we? Yes, I've got an album here, Physical Graffiti, from 1975. We're going to listen to a cut called Kashmir, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
I'm a traveler of both time and space. a trace, like torch inside a dream. He's the man that led me to that place, yellow desert screen. My Shangri-La beneath the summer moon, I will return again. And the dust that blows high in dew, when the moving through catch me.
Okay, there we go. Link Wray bringing us into this day in rock and roll history. And what do we have here? November the 19th. We've got a couple of birthdays to let you know about. And the first one, Hank Medress. Born on this day in 1938, vocalist for the Tokens. And, of course, their big song, The Lion Sleeps Tonight. 1937, Ray Collins, vocalist for the Mothers of Invention. Of course, everybody's familiar with the song Valley Girl. 1944, Fred Lipsius, saxophone player for Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Spinning Wheel. Right, the trivia throughout the years on November the 19th, we're going to start in 1955, which, by the way, is a very good year. And that's when Carl Perkins records Blue Suede Shoes at Sun Studios in Memphis. It would become his biggest pop hit, reaching number 2 on the Billboard chart. Yeah. 1964, Gary Lewis records This Diamond Ring, which will climb to number 1 on the U.S. the following January. Although the single will be credited to Gary Lewis and the Playboys, the music was actually provided by studio musicians, and Lewis's voice was heavily mixed with that of singer Ron Hicklin. Co-writer Al Kooper has often said that although it was his biggest commercial success as a songwriter, he was never happy with the Lewis version. 1966, the Supremes enjoyed their 8th U.S. number 1 hit with You Keep Me Hanging On. It went to number 8 in the U.K. 1976, Van Morrison's 1970 album Moon Dance is awarded a gold record. The LP, which made it to number 29 on the Hot 200, contained two hits, the title track and Into the Mystic. 1983, Tom Evans of Badfinger died at the age of 36. Like his bandmate Pete Ham, Evans also hanged himself. Paul McCartney had chosen Evans to sing lead on the band's 1970 number 7 hit, Come and Get It. It was actually a song written by Paul McCartney, by the way. 1995, a 60-track album called Beatles Anthology 1. is released in the U.S. and set a first-day sales record of 450,000 units. Also in 1995, the latest James Bond movie, GoldenEye, opens in the U.S. featuring the song, the title song by Tina Turner. Yeah. 2003, Greg Ridley, bass player for Humble Pie, died of pneumonia and resulting complications. He was 56 years old. And in 2009, Ringo Starr announced that he teamed up with his former Beatles bandmate Paul McCartney for a duet on the Why Not album. The drummer's forthcoming solo album due out January the 12th, 2010. Yeah. All right. Fred Lipsius, saxophone player, born on this day in 1944 with Blood, Sweat, and Tears. One of their big hits, Spinning Wheel, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
What goes up? Pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheels all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign? Show you the colors that are real. Someone is waiting just for you. Painted pony on the spinning wheel ride. Ha! Mm-hmm.
painted pony, let the spinning wheel fly.
For the show, a three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Hey, you can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Well, you can knock me down, step on my face, slam my name all over the place. Do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of my shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Hey, you can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Go, cat! Well, you can burn my house, steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Do anything that you want to do, honey, lay off of them shoes. Now don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything, but lay off my blue suede shoes. The money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Hey, you can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Yeah, blue suede shoes, blue suede shoes, baby, blue suede shoes. Yeah, blue suede shoes. You can do anything.
Hey man, you're listening to South Kootenai Radio. Yeah.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies. Yet all the leaves on the trees are falling, to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Yet all the night's magic seem to whisper and hush. Yet all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more morning dance with you, my love? Make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. And I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time you just tremble inside, then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
Listening to This Day in Rock and Roll History right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Yeah. Let's get the power on. Got the power on the board there? Yep,
there's the power. All right, we can talk now. Yes, this day in rock and roll history, finishing up with Humble Pie, Stone Cold Fever, a song co-written by Gary Ridley of the band Humble Pie, or Greg Ridley, sorry. And he passed away on this day in 2003 at 56 years old due to pneumonia and resulting complications. Yeah. Stone Cold Fever. Anyways, what else do we hear? Bad Company. Tom Evans of the band died on this day in 1983 at the age of 36. And before that, we had Van Morrison's Moondance. And then we listened to Brian Setzer's version of Carl Perkins' Blue Suede Shoes, which was recorded on this day in 1955 at Sun Studios in Memphis. And we started things off with Spinning Wheel by Blood, Sweat, and Tears. The saxophone player in the band, Fred Lipsius, born on this day in 1944. Stay tuned again tomorrow at about 8:15. We'll have another installment of this day in rock and roll history for you. So what do we have next? What should we play? I don't think we've heard any Doors in a while. Love Me Two Times, specifically. So let's give it a spin, shall we?
Just for today, love me two times. I'm yourself. Someone's gonna tell you lies, cut you down to size. Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. Girl, I love you, baby. Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. I just might need you, honey.
Welcome to South Kootenai Radio, right here on the World Wide Web.
All right, there we go. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with Don't Do Me Like That, bringing us up to our artist highlight. And today, because in 1995 the Beatles released in a 60-track album called The Beatles Anthology 1, I thought we'd play some music from that. And of course, album highlight or artist highlight brought to you by Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street, right in downtown Creston. And best looking darn building on the main drag. And guess what, folks? Christmas is coming. And if you need a gift for anyone, well, Bedazzled is the place to go, because, you know, it's an easy place to do some Christmas shopping with all kinds of different goodies in the store there. So check it out. Anyways, now this album by the Beatles is a 4-CD set, and lots of songs that you maybe didn't think would be there, but they are. Anyways, we'll start off with I Saw Her Standing There, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
One, two, three, five! Look.
twice. Come on, baby, don't be cold as ice. Said you're traveling on the one after 909. I'm thinking out the door and I'm thinking on my bed at me. You're only fooling around, only fooling around with me. I said, move over once, move over twice. Come on, baby, don't be cold as ice. Said you're traveling on the one after 909. My bags run to the station. Railman says you got the wrong location. Pick up the bags, run right home. Then I find I got the number wrong. Well, said you're driving on the one after 909. Move over, honey, traveling on that line. Once, move over twice. Come on, baby, don't be cold as ice. Said you're traveling on the one after 909.
For full albums with hot chicken and LPs at noon on South Kootenay Radio.
Well, shake it up, baby, now.
Shake it up, baby.
Twist and shout.
Twist and shout.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, baby, now.
Come on.
Well, there you go, our album highlight of the Beatles. And, of course, it was on this day in 1995 that they released a 60-track album called Beatles Anthology 1, and they sold 450,000 units on the very first day. Yeah, four CD set, actually. And, of course, again, a big thank you going out to Bedazzled for the sponsorship of this segment, which is heard daily at 8:45 to 9 o'clock, approximately. And anyways, that is it for Tim in the Morning today. Thanks a lot, everyone, for tuning in. Hopefully we played some good songs there for you. And don't forget, today is another day in which we have a full album on the Hot Chicken and LPs at noon. So don't forget about tuning into that. I don't have the schedule right up in front of me. If you want to go and check, go to theskr.com. It'll be there. Sorry I don't have it. So, but anyways, I got Joe poking me in the back with his damn pencil again, saying, hey, it's news time, Tim. Come on. So anyway, we'll let Joe and the crew do their 4 minutes and 30 seconds of news, and then we'll be back with some more great music as we get back to our regular broadcasting right here on South Goodney Radio. Have a great day, everyone.